今天很难得的因缘哈，跟大家分享佛法。这一次的主题是什么？华严精进行品哈。想问一下，之前有听过的吗？有听过华严精进行品？
So today is a great opportunity that we gather here to attend the Dhamma talk today. And the topic for today's talk is which sutra? It is Avatamsaka Sutra, the purifying practice chapter. First of all, please raise your hands if you have heard of this sutra.
好，如果讲进行品的内容呢，有一部分大家一定有听过，而且几乎每天会念到，你们知道是什么吗？
So, speaking of a pure practice chapter, you must have heard actually some lines from it. Do you know which part? Because you chant every day.
好，对了，三皈依就是出自华严经进行品的一个。所以我们每天几乎都会念，对不对？这个华严经进行品呢，在我们修学大乘佛法里头是很重要的一个品啊，为什么？因为它里面提到都是叫我们要做什么？发什么心？要发菩提心，所以里头好多发愿，所以就是发这个菩提心的愿，所以就跟我们的修行很有关，所以也就是这整品可以说就是我们发菩提心的修行手册，所以非常重要。
Yes, you're right, because we chant three refuges every day, and the three refuges, the source is actually is the pure practice chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra. We say this sutra, this chapter particularly, is very important. Why? Because the content of this chapter is all about giving rise to the Bodhi mind. It's very relevant for Mahayana practitioners. It's almost a practice guide for Mahayana practicing the Mahayana Bodhisattva path.
那我们可以稍微来了解说，在印度的古德就认为呢，这个进行品的这个行持呢，这个修行就是在日常生活中，所以就是在日常生活中遇到境界的时候，我们的任何遇到人啊，遇到的事啊，遇到物，我们都可以发利益众心众生的菩提心。好，所以它本身呢就有回向的功能，回向就是一种祝福，可以祝福众生。刚刚有讲要发愿，所以本身就是愿力的展现。还有呢，因为在发愿的同时呢，我们会在遇到人事物的时候清楚我们的心念，而且发愿的话呢就可以防护我们的心念，就是让我们可以在正念上面，然后因为有回向祝福等等，所以有可以怎么样增长我们的福德，所以这个修持是对我们很有帮助。
In ancient Indian masters' eyes, practicing this chapter is viewed as giving rise to the Bodhi mind in the context of our daily life. When we encounter other people and encounter different situations in life, when six sense organs comes into contact with the environment. So it has a function of transferring the merits, and it is because when we say transfer merits, we talk about giving blessings to others. And it's also a manifestation of powers of your vows. And in the meanwhile, because we make vows, we are mindful of our own thoughts. It protects the mind. And by doing this, gradually you accumulate merits.
好，那当然也可以顺带提一下哈，在西藏的来看待进行品的话呢，他认为进行品的教导主 主要是在对治我们的懈怠，还有可以把我们转我们的无忌业转成善业的一种方法。
And also in Tibetan Buddhism, this chapter is viewed as a way to deal with laziness or lack of motivation for practice. And in the meanwhile, it can also help you to transform your mundane thoughts. The thoughts has no good or bad meanings to into good thoughts.
大家知道无忌业是什么意思吗？刚刚翻译有翻，无忌业就是我们的念头就像在发呆，就没有作用，没有在，有时候我们在日常生活中是不是好像没有在想，没有特别动善或恶的念头，那个状态就是无忌业。那无忌业的话就是变成有某种程度，这种就是你没办法，你同样一念在发呆，它不是善业。好，同样造善业要有动机嘛，新的起心动念。那如果呢用进行品的修持，刚刚有讲要做什么事，要遇到境界要发什么，发菩提心，发菩提愿嘛。所以这个念头起心动念就是什么，有利益众生的发心，所以会是什么正念，也会是善念。就因为这样，所以能够累积什么福德资粮嘛。所以同样这样，为什么他说会转懈怠，无忌其实就是懈怠，那时候没有造作善业嘛。对我们来讲，每一时刻是不是都很重要，每一念都很重要，你这一念在懈怠在无忌，跟你这每一念都在正念跟善念，这个差别就很大了。所以以西藏来看，这个就是一个转化无忌业为善业最好的方法。
So, according to Tibetan Buddhism, they believe this is the best way to accumulate merits, because when we give rise to thoughts that neither good nor bad, it's like idle thoughts that we're not even aware of the content. But that's why you don't have any motivations or vows in it. But if we are aware of the thoughts, and every thought is a good thought and generated by good motivations or generated by your vows, then you every moment you're on generate good thoughts, and by doing that, you're not deviate from your practice. You're not lazy. You're very diligent. You're very mindful.By doing that, you accumulate merits.
好，那我们也来看看哈，在中国呢，怎么中国的古德哈，古代高僧大德呢，基本上将进行品当作是什么戒。好，那后面是有一样的看法，是一种愿行哈，还有防护心念的方法跟成就净土的方便。那讲到为什么是戒呢？
So Chinese ancient masters view this chapter in Avatamsaka Sutra as precepts and an expedient means to protect the mind.
戒，大家有听过戒的功能是什么？大概上过那么多，戒什么功能？我们讲戒定慧，戒有什么功能？清净和精进，还有呢？最常被讲的就是什么防非什么止恶嘛，还有呢积极一点，菩萨戒是什么？复习一下菩萨戒的核心三句境界是什么？止恶修善度众生嘛，所以对我们来讲中国的高僧大德就会认为具有戒的功能。为什么进行品可以具有戒的功能？刚刚已经有讲过，他要遇到日常生活中你的每一念遇到的人事物各种境界都是在正念上面。那在正念的人会做怎样的事情？会不会防非？一个清楚自己心念的人，他的言行举止 会是怎么样的？会不会很清楚自己当下要做什么事？因为念头都清楚了嘛，念头清楚就会知道恶的怎么样不要做，然后呢善的要做嘛。那以菩萨戒不只是要止恶修善，还要怎么样度众生。那进行品本身呢，他讲到戒呢，就含了声闻戒跟菩萨戒两种都有。因为刚刚有讲进行品基本上发愿就是以度众生这样的愿心，所以大家记得讲三归一里头有一句话，有句子四个嘛，哪一句通通一样？好，当愿众生，所以他每一句都有当愿众生，所以就是菩萨戒，他有度众生这种利益众生的心，所以他兼具菩萨戒的功能。
So why Chinese Asian masters view this chapter as precepts? What is the function of precepts? We have attended many Dharma talks, and we know the basic functions of precepts are purification and includes the aspects of encouraging people refrain from committing bad deeds and encouraging people taking good deeds.And also have the aspects of delivering all sentient beings. So this is the three aspects of the Bodhisattva precepts. And just like we said earlier, because this chapter, the content of this chapter teaches us how to always be mindful and have our mind moment by moment focus on the right thought, good thoughts.So if you're clearly aware of your thoughts, then what would you do? You would refrain from bad speech or bad conduct, and you would engage in good speech and good conduct. So by doing that, and in the meantime, it also has the aspect of making vows and delivering all sentient beings. So this chapter really has the precepts ofNot just for sound hearers' precept, it also has a precept for bodhisattvas. Just like we take three refuges every day, and what's common for each refugee, that starts with may all sentient beings. So it has the content of delivering all sentient beings.
所以呢包括我们自己在受这个受比丘尼戒受大戒的时候，我们是一定要背什么，有一个叫做毗尼日用，就是类似说生活起居的戒律学，它很多就是被记诵，就像这个三皈依啊，或者大家一定听过类似像从朝迎旦之字幕，一切众生自回复，落于足下上其行，愿汝及时生净土啊，或者说睡眠食物当愿众生一切自觉周顾十方，类似这样的偈子，其实就是摘自哪里？摘自黄严经进行品。所以我们在受戒的时候，这个是必备的。好，就是可见这个古来的大德非常重视这个品，才会把它特别什么啊，从进行品里面摘录出来，要我们去把它什么背起来。其实师父在早年的节下也讲进行品，那当然师父也希望怎么样，有机会最好可以把进行品怎么样通通背起来。可能这里没有贴，在台湾有一些道场你在洗手台就会贴，我不知道你们有没有看过，比如洗手的时候他就会写以手灌掌，当愿众生受持佛法得清净手，他就是你在做什么事，他就是有记子提醒你在正念上面。所以这边没看到，如果改天你们哪一天有看到，就哦，这个就是进行品里头的记子。好好，后面我们也会介绍到，我只是现在先举例给大家知道为什么 它是个戒律，也就是说高僧大德会把它编起来，就是希望我们在日常生活中怎么样修学佛法实际应用，所以他把它编起来，而且这个进行品也就是在日常生活用的，所以我们不就是学佛要在哪里用，在生活用嘛，所以这个是很实用的在生活应用的修行法门。
So when we monastics take bhikshu, bhikshuni precepts, we need to memorize by heart a lot of precepts, those especially for precepts that can be applied in daily lives. Like for example, I'm sure you have heard of these lines, like from the morning to the evening, all sentient beings, just like little insects, need to try to avoid being, you know, be harmed. And if we accidentally harm any little insects, we transfer merit that we will go to Pure Land immediately. And things like that are all come from pure practice chapter of the Abhidhammasaka Sutra. So this particular chapter is very important in terms of upholding precepts. Actually, in a summer recluse, Shifu used to give Dharma talks on this chapter as well, and Shifu even wished and encouraged us to memorize this chapter by heart. And in Taiwan, actually, you will see signs of these lines that comes from this sutra that remind us to apply the content of this chapter to daily life. For example, if you go wash your hands in the bathroom, you will see a sign saying, when you wash your hands, your mind should be giving rise to the vows of male sentient beings. Use water to purify the hands and the mind. So no matter what you do, no matter what actions you're taking in life, there's corresponding content of this chapter can apply to remind you to focus or stay on the right path at any given moment. So this chapter is really very practical, can be used in daily life.
好，那这里也有提到说它是一种成就净土的方便。那怎么说呢？就是说如果我们在日常生活中能够修习这个进行品，修习这个菩提心的方法呢，那就是符合这个修净土的方便。为什么说修净土呢？尤其我们师父讲什么净土？人间净土，对不对？所以就是在这个尘劳世俗中做佛事嘛。那不离秽土而成净邦，就是在这个什么娑婆世界、秽土世界当下心念怎么样善用心念，在正念里头，秽土就是净土，好，所以它是成就净土的方便。
And it is also viewed as expedient means to accomplish the Pure Land. And why is that? Because just like our Shifu said, the Pure Land, where is the Pure Land? It's right here on the earth. Even though, you know, the Saha world, people still have defilements, but if we can skillfully apply Dharma to our daily life, this is the Pure Land. You're building the Pure Land on Earth.
好，所以说这个进行品呢，可以说以佛教来讲是跨宗派都推崇的。好，不是只就是像禅宗啊、净土宗啊、律宗啊、华严宗啊等等都推崇。那我就举几个例子给大家稍微看一下。比如这边就讲了这个华严的开宗祖师啊，三祖法藏大师，他自己呢，哦，这个很不简单，这位祖师可以背诵华严经，大家知道华严经多少卷？有60，有80，有40，但是40只是单品， 有60和80。这个法藏大师是专门在修这个80华严的，那他可以背诵华严经。那他自己呢，当时要大家知道这个菩萨道的修行，菩萨戒非常重要，对不对？我们之前有讲过。所以呢，当他去求受，去印度求受什么菩萨戒的时候，这个戒师就知道他会做什么，会背诵华严经。所以这个戒师就跟他讲一句话，什么进行品就是在什么行菩萨道，你能够背诵就等同受菩萨戒。
So this chapter is recommended by different all kinds of Buddhist schools and traditions, not only just the Chan school, Pure Land schools, Vienna schools, but it is also, for example, recommended by the Huayan school. The third patriarch Huayan school, Master Fa Zhang, is a great person because he can memorize the entire Avatamsaka Sutra by heart. And we know how big and how volumes of this sutra is. There are different versions. There are 60 volumes. Some has 60 volumes. Some has 80 volumes. Some different versions. And no matter what, regardless, this master can memorize the entire Avatamsaka Sutra by heart. So when Master Fa Zhang was seeking to receive Bodhisattva precepts, The precepts holder teacher told him that you already can memorize the Avatamsaka Sutra. Then, you know, when memorizing the pure practice chapter actually is a practice of Bodhisattva path. And if you can memorize by heart, it's considered that you're already receiving Bodhisattva precepts.
So, 我们有机会要不要背看看？这个是已经告诉我们，如果我们能背诵，就等同受菩萨戒了。所以有机会，大家应该怎么样？没办法背诵起来，也是发心怎么样？发心诵多少遍嘛？哈，我们也是让我们的八世田里一直种这个菩萨的心行的种子，发菩提心的种子一直种下去。好。
So are you motivated, to memorize this chapter by heart? If not, at least you can make a vow, try to recite, certain times so you can, get familiar with this chapter and plant good seeds in your consciousness.
好，我们再来看另外一个祖师，是永明延寿大师，这个大家都常听的嘛，净土宗的六祖，但禅宗都说他是提倡什么禅净双修，那也是法眼宗，就是禅宗，法眼宗三祖。这个永明延寿大师自己每天都常常读什么进行品，而且依着进行品的文发多少愿，140愿，希望一切的法界众生都能够在见闻之中都能够成佛道的意思，这个是永明延寿大师。
And another renowned master is a master Yongming Yanshu, who is considered the common master for patriarch, the sixth patriarch ofPure Land and the third patriarch master of Fa Yan school. And Fa Yan is one of the Chan school's lineage. So he actually made vows and recite this chapter every day and making 140 vows according to this chapter, because he believed this chapter, making those vows, will lead all sentient beings to the right path.
好，那近代的呢就是谁，弘一大师。弘一大师呢就说呢，行菩萨行的人呢，若能每天诵念什么进行品，会有很大的帮助，可以长养菩萨的悲智和大行。
And in modern times, Master Hong Yi also highly recommended this chapter and says, if people who practice Bodhisattva path can chant the pure practice chapter daily, it will be very beneficial in cultivating compassion and wisdom of Bodhisattva path.
大家知道弘一大师他自己本身也常常抄什么，他的毛笔写得很好嘛，所以他常常抄什么静心品。
And we know Master Hong Yi is very talented in many aspects, especially calligraphy. So he also copied the content of this chapter.
另外呢，他也建议呢，如果很喜欢华严经的人呢，好菩萨在修行很好要华严经的修行法门，但是又没有办法怎么样？华严经很大部嘛，对不对？但是你又没有办法送那么多的时候，他就建议说，有两品一定要当做什么日课哈，就每天送，就是普贤行愿品跟这个净行品。
And he also recommended said that if someone who really likes Avatamsaka Sutra but cannot recite, doesn't have time to recite the entire sutra every day, at least you can pick two chapters of this sutra to recite daily. One is on the pure practice chapter. The other one is Samantabhadra's The Contact Vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
那为什么会建议这两个品呢？那普贤行愿品其实是讲的就是华严经的核心要义。那净行品呢，因为它是刚刚讲的发菩提心，它念念不舍众生，可以帮助我们扩大我们的心量，学习菩萨的心量，这样就可以破除我执，是一个很殊胜方便的法门。
And why does he recommend these two chapters of the Avatamsaka Sutra? Because the vows and the conduct of Samantabhadra chapter it represents the core value of Avatamsaka Sutra. While this chapter, the pure practice chapter, will help us to enlarge our mindset and give rise to Bodhi mind. By doing that, we can diminish or remove the self-attachment.
好，那我们讲那么多，就是要告诉大家什么？净行品非常重要哦。有机会大家可以去，这个品送起来不长了哦。有机会就找来送，也跟这个法宝结缘，对我们一定受益啊！这么多古代的大德这么建议我。那我们接下来呢就要来介绍稍微了解，既然出自华严经，我们稍微知道华严经大概在讲什么。
So we've said so much, just to give you idea how important this chapter of Avatamsaka Sutra is. And now next we'll move to give you introduction of Avatamsaka Sutra.
那我们就来，我们就今天就只是讲这个华严经的经题哈，真来做解释哈，稍微从经题上去了解华严经。那华严经是我们对，其实整个题名应该是叫《大方广佛华严经》，好，我们只是略称啦哈，其实它全名叫做《大方广佛华严经》。
First, we'll take a look at the name of the sutra. The full name of the sutra actually should be, can be translated as the Great Means Expensive Buddha Flower Adornment Sutra.
好，大方广是指的什么？所证的法，就是佛所证的法是叫大方广。那后头佛华严呢，他讲能证的人嘛，能证的人就是谁？就是佛证得大方广这个法。
So the first three characters in Chinese means the great means expensive. This refers to the Dharma that the sutra is going to expound on is great and it's expensive.
好,
and the flower of Buddha flower dormant refers to who can realize this sutra, who can understand this sutra is Buddha.
好, 这也告诉我们, 要成就, 这个佛呢, 为什么能够这么庄严? 我们常常形容佛, 有一句话, 大家一定听过, 什么庄严? 万什么庄严? 万德庄严, 佛是万德庄严, 佛有这么多的德, 他的果地这么多, 结果是这么的庄严, 万德来庄严的, 所以, 有这个果, 佛果, 至高无上的佛果, 就必须要有什么? 有果必须有什么? 果从哪里来? 从因来, 所以花代表是什么? 因, 开花之后就会怎么样? 结果嘛, 所以要成就很庄严的果, 必须要有什么? 要有因, 这里有讲嘛, 因为之万形如花, 所以呢, 这个万行, 我们常常称呼菩萨叫什么菩萨? 万行菩萨, 所以如果万行菩萨, 圆满就会变成什么? 就变佛了嘛, 所以我们都是, 是不是都, 都叫万行菩萨? 对, 那请问大家多少行呢? 万行菩萨, 我们每天都在修行嘛, 但是要累积到怎么样? 整个因圆满就会成佛果了, 所以要修行是叫万行, 就譬喻有无量无量的菩萨行, 要去累积什么? 菩萨行的资粮, 功德, 最后还有福德, 最后才成就佛果嘛, 好, 所以花代表是这个意思, 就是因地的修行, 言呢? 可以那么庄严, 是因为成就这个果, 最有因就有果, 所以叫佛华严。
So in the sutra's name, it actually talks about both the cause ground and the ground of fruition. We often say that the Buddhahood is magnificent. And why is it magnificent? Because the magnificence comes from the cause ground. In the cause ground, there are 10,000 of practice in the cause ground, just like flowers to be used to adorn the end result, which is magnificent, which is which is can be adorned by a lot of flowers. So the flowers represent the cause. You plant different causes, and then when it comes to the results, when it comes to the fruition, you have the magnificence of Buddhahood. So we often refer to practitioners as 10,000 deeds of bodhisattvas, because we encourage people to practice different Buddha deeds, bodhisattva deeds and conducts in the cause ground.
所以诸位菩萨一定要多多发心当什么义工哦，那你的花就会什么，种花的种子就播得很多，最后就什么成就很庄严的佛果。
That's why we encourage people in the people want to become Buddha eventually will do encourage them to engage in a lot of volunteering work, just like planting different seeds of flowers, and eventually will bloom and adorn the ground of fruition.
好, 那我们稍微再解释一下这个大方广个别是什么意思? 大呢, 代表的是体大, 就是代表法性, 指的就是一切法的本性, 法的本性是指的什么? 法的本性是什么? 空性, 所以法性的体大, 因为空性的关系, 所以因为一切事物的存在, 看起来有没有? 有没有? 一切现象界是有的还是没有的？是有的，但是呢，它是条件聚合有的嘛，齁，条件离散的就怎么样？就散去了嘛，齁，所以看起来现象有，但实际上是空，是有条件组合的，都是没有自信，都是空的。也因为是空，所以是广大的。
So, here in the sutra's title, it has, greatness, the greatness refers to, the nature, the emptiness, nature of the Dharma. Because in the phenomenon world, you have, a phenomena, which phenomenon exists, but it is conditioned. So,The self nature is emptiness, and because of emptiness, it has its greatness, its expansiveness.
好，那再解释方又是什么意思？方就指相，相大，就是说现象界，我们所有见闻觉知看得到的所有一切法，宇宙万有都在相的范围，所以相大不大？非常大。
And the second word, expansiveness, why it refers to expansiveness? Because the true nature encompasses entire universe, so it is very expansive.
好，那广又什么意思？广是指的体相用嘛，齁，刚刚讲了体，讲了相，所以广代表什么？用大。就是作用大。
And also, it also has great functions, limitless functions because of the, you know, emptiness nature and the encompassing universe.
所以呢，我们讲说这个法性是有相的还是无相的？法性无相，对不对？可是它可不可以要透过什么表现出来？有相嘛，所以有体是无相的，可是就要有相嘛，体相用是一体的，有这个体也有这个相，还要有这个什么，它就有作用。像诸位菩萨，你们坐在椅子上，对不对？这个椅子的体是什么做的？这个体什么做的？铁做的，对不对？那椅子长得怎么样？椅子就是你们坐的地方，这是靠背椅，它有一个靠背，然后有脚嘛，一个平面，这个它的像椅子长那个样子。那椅子用来做什么的？用来坐的哈，所以都有作用。所以万法都有什么体相用，任何东西你看到的，包括麦克风都有它的体，也有它的长的样子，也有它的作用，它的作用就可以讲话。所以以佛证的法既然叫做大方广，那你说佛陀他实证佛果之后，他对众生的他自己的这个功德，还有这个对众生可以帮助众生的这个什么方便善巧，这种作用大不大？当然是很大的啊，因为这个佛陀实证的嘛，实证法性，好，所以对宇宙万物不离现象，他实证法性，可是又懂得它的作用，好，所以佛是实证这个法，大方广的法。
So in the title of the sutra, it has three aspects of the greatness or expansiveness. The first aspect refers to the essence. The essence is about the emptiness of all dharmas, and the second aspect is the form. From the perspective form, it has the greatest form because encompassing all the universe. And the last aspect is from the aspect of functions. It has great and unlimitedness function. Just like, take for example, all phenomena has these three aspects.For example, the chair you're sitting right now, the essence of the chair is what is iron, right? The material made of the chair. And the form of this chair is, you can see, what you can see has its back and has four legs. And the function of the chair is to be used by people to sit on it. So because Buddha already achieved the Buddhahood and realized all three aspects of all phenomena, so it functions. So the functions and expedient means are unlimited. So it is very useful to help sentient beings.
好，那接下来金大家都比较了解哈，金其实就是指佛陀的教法哈，所以经典是佛陀的弟子把它结集起来的哈。佛当时说，但是没记录，后来是由弟子口诵把它结集起来，所以经典等于是把佛陀曾经说的教法连贯起来。
So, sutra, we know the meaning of sutra is Buddha's teachings, which Buddha is confirmed orally, and the disciples of Buddha collected all Buddha's teachings and made sutras.
好，接下来呢，我们大家可以认识一下，这个也算是华严经很重要的部分，大家可以认识这三尊。叫做华严什么三圣，大家要不要想华严三圣是谁呢？在华严经里不是称，是称什么佛？法身佛叫什么？毗卢遮那佛。所以中间这一尊是毗卢遮那佛，然后呢左边的是骑狮子的是什么？文殊菩萨，右边呢白象的就是普贤菩萨。所以这华严三圣就是指华严经里头华藏世界的三个圣者，三位圣者。
So this picture shows the three saints of the 华严 world from the Avatamsaka Sutra. And can you recognize all three of them? The one in the middle isrefers to Varakana, the is also the Buddha. On the left is Manjushri Bodhisattva, and on the right is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
好，为什么要介绍大家认识华严三圣？如果大家今天哈这堂讲经，如果记得这华严三圣是哪三位圣者？记在脑海里，待会讲为什么讲他们的时候，其实就受用了。为什么？因为这是华严经的核心了，好。
So why do we introduce these three saints from 华严 world? Because this is really the core of the sutra, and later on you will see and remember them.
好，大家知道文殊菩萨代表什么？然后大智慧。好，那普贤菩萨呢？大行哈，大恨，就是说是实际去做的哈。所以等于这三尊呢，就是大智加什么大行的哈，也就是我们常常听到的，一个代表智慧，就是代表哪解的部分，然后呢？普贤就菩萨就代表行的部分，所以大智加大行等于什么？戒行并重，最后就会成就什么佛？毗卢遮那佛。所以如果我们具备文殊菩萨的智慧，又具备普贤的什么大行，这两个一结合就是什么？毗卢遮那佛。所以文殊普贤二圣代表的是因，那中间毗卢遮那佛代表是果。
So Manjushri Bodhisattva represents wisdom, and the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva represents great practice, great conduct. So just like we say in practicing Dharma, we need to at the same time understanding the Dharma and putting Dharma teachings into practice.So if you can emphasize these two aspects of practice, then you will get the results, which is become the Buddha. So This shows the two bodhisattvas represents great understanding and great practice, and that's the cause ground. And if you practice that, in the end, you will become a Karana Buddha, which is in the result ground.
好，所以如果我们真正，我们不就在行菩萨行吗？真正要修清净菩萨行的人呢，一定言行举止都是什么？像文殊的菩萨的心，文殊菩萨的心是怎样的？智慧的心嘛，智慧的心是怎样？有没有烦恼？是清净的还是染污的？是清净的哈。那他讲说，见闻觉起皆菩萨心。我们在做任何事项，行动的时候，都是要学普贤菩萨。普贤菩萨呢，叫做随缘成德。他遇到什么因缘，都把那个因缘都会变成一个什么功德，好，随缘成德，好，所以要具备文殊菩萨的心，还有普贤菩萨的行。那所以华严经其实就是很重要的哈，就是跟这两大菩萨的智慧跟行愿结合。所以我们在日常生活中，也就是要学这些跟。文殊菩萨智慧没有浊乱的心相应，跟普贤菩萨十大愿心愿行结合。
So we say a true purified person, a practitioner, will have the mindset of Manjushri Bodhisattva, without any vexations or defilements, and at the same time will have the conduct or practice of Samasabhadra Bodhisattva.So in daily life, every word, every speech, every action is in accordance with the mind of Manjushri Bodhisattva and in accordance with the 10 vows and the conducts of Samasabhadra Bodhisattva.
好，大家知道普贤十大愿是什么吗？可不可以念一下？礼一者礼敬诸佛，二者称赞如来，三者广修供养，四者忏悔业障，五者随喜功德，六者勤转法轮，七者请佛住世，八者常随佛学，九者恒顺众生，十者普皆回向。
So do you memorize by heart the 10 vows and the conducts of the Samasabhadra Bodhisattva? Can you recite it? So the first one is pay respect to all Buddhas. And the second one is praise all Tathagata. And the third is make great offerings spreadly, widely. And the fourth is to repent or your karmas.And the fourth is joyfully when others conduct engaging good deeds or having merits. And the next one is request the Buddha, turning the Buddha wheels all the time. And the next one is ask the Buddha to dwell in the world. And the next one is the eighth one is always follow Buddha teachings, Buddha studies, Buddhist studies.And the ninth one is always be in harmony with all sentient beings. And the last one is transfer and dedicate all your merits to all sentient beings.
好，那简单讲啊，普贤菩萨十大愿呢，最核心再从十大愿再精简的话，其实可以用两句来代表哈，其实是常随佛学跟恒顺众生。最终是以众生为什么？众生是最重要的，为了度众生，其实就是上求佛道，下化众生，那是以众生为什么？核心的，为以度众生为核心。
And if we further condense the 10 vows of Samasabhadra Bodhisattva, it can come down to these two vows, the vows of always follow Buddhist studies and always constantly being in harmony with all sentient beings. Because being in harmony with all sentient beings, delivering sentient beings is the most important core value of Samantha Bhadra's vows.
所以如果我们日常生活中一定有要跟普贤菩萨的愿心愿行相应，就是我们要常常想到什么？想到帮助众生，那就跟这个普贤菩萨的行是相应的，愿也是相应的。
So in daily life, if we want to live a life in accordance with Samantha Bhadra's vows, you need to always be mindful and be thinking of all sentient beings.
好，接下来介绍完华严经经题之后，稍微来介绍这个进行品是什么意思。进行品很简单哦，净代表什么？清净的意思。行呢，就行为哦，身口意的行为，净行。如果我们能够常常的时时刻刻亲近自己的心，然后利益众生，就叫做什么？净行。
Now we move to the name of the chapter, which is called a pure practice chapter. What does that mean? 净 here means pure or purification, purifying. 行 here actually refers to practice of body, speech, and mind. And if you can always practice engaging purification of speech, body, speech, mind, and then you can benefit all sentient beings.
好，也就是说清净就是没有染污嘛，齁，身口意三业不造恶业，这就是没有染污。
And pure or purification means without defilements, without pollution.
好，那我们凡夫身口意是清净还是染污？我们凡夫身口意很多时候是染污的哈。好，那请问二圣算不算净行？二圣菩萨，二圣声闻，算清净吗？算的举手。
So we know ordinary sentient beings, their body, speech, and mind are all polluted, are defiled, not pure. Then what about the two saints in Buddhism? Sound hearer already achieved sound hearer.
认为不是净行的请举手。
Please raise hands if you believe those practitioners who already achieve sainthood are not considered pure.
认为刚刚只有三个人举手，好，那其他人认为是怎样？是清净的吗？是净行吗？不知道，不知道。请问华严经是什么根器修的？华严经是大圣菩萨、大心菩萨修的，所以猜猜二圣有没有叫净行？二圣虽然是无漏齁，可是他没有要度众生啊，没有利益他想要度众生这种德行，所以呢不算真正的清净。只有大菩萨这种菩萨行才叫做清净行。
So, for sound hearers, for Shravakas, although they're without any outflows,because they haven't given rise to the body mind and practice bodhisattva paths, it is not considered as pure practice. Their practice already purified from the perspective of this sutra, because this sutra is considered Mahayana sutra.
好，那讲一个故事哈，就是有一只蜈蚣齁，他在河边想要渡河，可是呢就遇到了乌龟齁，这乌龟就在河旁边，然后 这个蜈蚣就跟乌龟说，你可不可以把我从这里载到对面，河的对面那边。然后乌龟就说什么，不行，我不能载你到河的对面，因为呢你是蜈蚣，蜈蚣都会不小心怎么样，会咬人嘛，咬了就会中毒，然后我就会死掉，所以他说我不能载你，因为我怕被你咬。然后这个蜈蚣就说，你放心，我不会咬你，因为如果我咬你的话，你死掉我也会怎么样，我也会淹死嘛，然后这个乌龟就被这个蜈蚣讲了之后，说情了之后，就说好吧，那我就从什么河的这一岸把你什么载到对面去哈。结果就载着到河中央的时候，突然这个乌龟就突然觉得哇，身体怎么开始麻麻的？他就知道怎么样，蜈蚣忍不住还是什么咬了他。就最后蜈蚣跟乌龟都什么？都死了。这个故事是告诉我们什么？有了，有讲到了习气就是说蜈蚣的习气就是怎么样，他明明知道会怎么样咬了，可能都会自己也会死掉，可是他还是怎么样忍不住。所以这也是一种譬喻啦，我们众生，我们有些行为明明知道做了对自己怎么样结果不好，可是我们偏偏又怎么样忍不住去做所以修这个进行品就是可以对治我们的什么习性嘛。我们每一念都常常起心动念都为谁想？为自己想比较多嘛。那进行品是反过来，每一念都想谁？想度众生，帮助众生。所以就是在转念，把我们的习气一直转变，最后就不是自害害人，最后就是什么自利利他，所以这进行品很重要。
So here I want to share a fable, a story with you that is said there was an insect called 蜈蚣. Do you know how to say 蜈蚣? Anyone can look it up for me? Centipede. Okay, thank you. So there's a centipede, want to cross the river. So he sees a turtle and asks if the turtle can carry him over the river, across the river. But the turtle said, well, I'm not sure because if you bite me, I know I'll get hurt. I know you're very dangerous. The centipede said, well, if you, don't be silly, I won't bite you because if I bite you, both of us will drown. So, you can be sure that I won't hurt you. So,please carry me over the river. So the turtle said, that makes sense. So the turtle carried the centipede on his back and swam across the river. But in the middle of the river, the turtle felt numbness. And suddenly he realized, nevertheless, the centipede still bite him. So the end of the story is both the centipede and turtle drowned and dead.So it's a sad story, and what does it try to tell us is, sometimes we just can't help. It's the power of the habit. Even though we know it's not right to do, we still do it because it's our habit. So practicing, this chapter, the content of this chapter is supposed to help you to deal with your habitual tendency.
好，还有进行品另外重点，进行这一点，这个进行品强调在行哦，因为在华严经里头，进行品的前面一品叫菩萨问明品，它的前一品，讲的是解的部分，那进行品强调是什么？行的部分，就是说我们修学佛法是要老老实实去修行，知道了就要去什么去实践，所以是自己修还是叫别人修？自己修也叫别人修，自己先修嘛，然后再分享佛法，然后让别人听闻佛法，有机会让别人也来修行，所以很重要是自己要去修行的。 不然我们就会知道什么数别人的宝啦齁，知道很多宝物过手在这边数，可是都不是谁的，不是自己的。
So, the previous chapter, the chapter before, the pure practice chapter actually emphasized on, understanding, of Buddha Dhamma. And so when it comes to this chapter, it emphasized on carried out a practice, by yourself. So we should practice, really, carry out, what we learned. Otherwise, we will always be counting other people's treasure.
好，我们稍微来了解一下齁，这个进行品呢有很多翻译本。它的翻译本呢在汉译本里头有五个翻译齁。那现存的只剩四种翻译。大家知道就好齁。那前面三个翻译本呢，名字叫《诸菩萨求佛本业经》啦，《菩萨本业经愿行品》《菩萨本业经》，这三个是属于单译本。那第四个叫《六十华严进行品》，第五译呢叫《八十华严进行品》，这两个就是属于大部头的，就是《华严经》里头的一品，前面都是单独的。那这五个版本里头，大家知道哪个最通行吗？八十华严进行品是最流通的齁。那藏传的齁，藏译本有一个翻译本齁。
So, we'll briefly, introduce or talk about different versions of translation of this, pure practice chapter. So, there are five versions of Chinese translation, about this pure practice chapter. And, four of the five preserved to today. The first four, versions the first three versions are just translate just this chapter. It's published alone just by this chapter, pure practice chapter. And the later two versions of translation are considered the big volume because this chapter is one of the chapters of the Avatamsaka Sutra. And among these two, do you know which one is more, most widely circulated? It's the later one, the 80 volumes of Avatamsaka Sutra.
好，所以呢，我们的内容也会以哪个为主？就以八十华严的翻译哈，进行品这个翻译本为主。
So the translation version we used is also based on the 80 volumes of Avatamsaka Sutra, and in Tibetan they also translate the one version.
好，我们接下来看一下进行品的内容，它到底在讲什么。
Now we'll go into the content of pure practice chapter and see what it talks about.
进行品呢，简单讲呢，它是由两个菩萨对话而完成这一品齁。一个是什么？文殊菩萨，一个呢，智守菩萨。大家想是谁是发问问题的？好，智守菩萨就帮众生问问题，然后谁回答？哦，文殊菩萨，因为文殊菩萨具有大智慧。可是你看大智慧的文殊菩萨说法，他的当机众要不要有智慧？智守诶，以智为首，就是智慧是什么？一等一的菩萨来问哦。所以这个智守菩萨其实就是帮众生问的，帮我们问的。
So this chapter is really a record of dialogue or conversation between two bodhisattvas, and one is Manjushri Bodhisattva and the other is Foremost Wisdom Bodhisattva. So this is basically Q&A, and foremost wisdom Bodhisattva asks questions and Manjushri Bodhisattva answers questions. So you can see just by the name of foremost wisdom Bodhisattva, you can see even you want to ask question, you need to have wisdom. Because from his name, you can see he's already considered foremost wisdom, a Bodhisattva.
所以就是智首菩萨问，然后文殊菩萨回答。大家知道智首菩萨问了多少问题吗？
So do you know how many questions foremost wisdom Bodhisattva asked?
要不要猜一猜？
Do you want to have a guess?
100，有人猜100，接近了。
Someone guessed 100. It's close.
哦，有人讲108。
Someone said 108.
答案是什么？ 问了110个问题。
So the answer is he asked 110 questions.
所以大家算问的少了。
So your question is less than foremost wisdom Bodhisattva.
好，智首菩萨问了哪些问题呢？ 其实总结来讲，智首菩萨想问一个问题。 到底怎么样可以成佛?
So, what are the questions are foremost Bodhisattva, wisdom Bodhisattva asks? Basically, it all comes down to how to become Buddha.
所以呢，他问了，应该是说，先问第一段，问了所有问题之后，再每一个问题又再细问10个问题，所以就总共11段。 每一段又问10个细的问题， 所以总共加起来才会是110个问题。
So first he asks 11 big questions, big category questions, and then followed by within each big questions, he goes into details and asks 10 questions under that big category. So it adds up to 110 questions.
也就是说，智首菩萨主要问的第一大问题，第一大段的问题呢，总的总问啊，问了就是10个问题，主要就是说怎么样可以净化身口一三业，它的方法是什么？So
the 10 general questions foremost wisdom Bodhisattva asks are all about basically how to purify the body, speech, and the mind.
那文殊菩萨呢，他其实就回答了后面我们讲，他会回答 141个愿行来回答。
And Manjushri Bodhisattva answered by interpreting, telling him about 141 vows.
也就是说，怎么样来净化我们身口意三业？
So basically, they're talking, discussing, and talking about how to purify the body, mind, speech.
所以大家看哦，总问其实他就是问了怎么样，身口意三业清净。可是他其实最终是要如何成佛，所以要成佛必须怎么样？ 身口意三业清净，就是这样。
So you can see even the foremost wisdom Bodhisattva asks about how to purify the karma of body, speech, mind, but the real intention behind is really the real question is really how to become a Buddha. So you can see in order to become a Buddha, you have to purify the body, speech, and mind.
好，大家知道华严经都喜欢用哪个数字？ 十嘛，你看他问的，每个几乎都10个问题。十在华严经代表重重无尽，还有代表圆满的意思。So
which number is favored in Avatamsaka Sutra? Yes, it's number 10. So 10 is considered completion, and also without end, limitless.
好，我们来看智首菩萨。 总问的这个问题，大家稍，我先念过去，大家有个印象。 他说第一个就是菩萨云何得无过失生与意业，第二个呢云何得不害的生与意业，第三个呢云何得不可毁生与意业。
So the first three questions he asks are, how does a bodhisattva attain flawless karma of body, speech and mind?How does he attain non-harming karma of body, speech, and mind? And how does he attain unruinable karma of body, speech, and mind?
好，第四个问题就是说，云何，云何就是如何的意思，云何得不可坏的生与意业？第五个问题就是云何得不退转的生与意业？第六个呢，云何得不可动的生与意业？第七个呢，云何得殊胜的生与意业。
The fourth question he asks is, how does he attain indestructible karma of body and speech and mind? The fifth question is, how does he attain non-retreating karma of body, speech and mind? The sixth question is, how does he attain immovable karma of body, speech and mind? And the seventh question is, how does he attain the most excellent karma of body, speech, and mind?
好，第八个就是说，云何得清净身与意业？第九个，云何得无染的身与意业？第十个呢，云何得智为先导身与意业？
The eighth question is, how does he attain purity of the karma of body, speech, and mind? The ninth question is, how does he attainUndefiled karma of body, speech, and mind. And the tenth question is, how does he attain the karma of body, speech, and mind that is primarily guided by wisdom?
好，这十个就是他总问的问题哈。这个智首菩萨真的很有智慧，因为一般人只会问说怎么样成就，怎么样成佛嘛哈，可是不会这么细分的问，所以这就是智首菩萨帮我们问。因为佛的功德是怎么样，可以说无量无边嘛，所以他要透过不同的问题才能够知道，哦，要成佛需要具足很多条件，好，需要具足很多功德。
So these are the 10 categorized general questions that foremost wisdom bodhisattva asked. And we knowfrom these 10 questions, we know this bodhisattva indeed has great wisdom because he can ask so many detailed questions. Because usually, we would just ask how to become Buddha, but he can break down to 10 different aspects of the question. Because we know in order to become Buddha, many conditions have to come together.
好，我们接下来就来看，他先问了大的问题之后再问细的。第一个大问题刚刚念过，对不对？云何菩萨云何得无过失生与意业？接下来他就开始细问哦，云何于一切众生中为第一、为大、为圣、为最圣、为妙、为极妙、为上、为无上、为无等、为无等等。
So afterHe asked 10 general questions. He went further to ask even more detailed questions under each categorized question. The first general question is, how does a bodhisattva attain flawless karma of body, speech, and mind? And he further, under that question, he asked further detailed questions. How does one become the foremost, the greatest,the excellent, the most excellent, the wonderful, the ultimately wonderful, the superior, the unsurpassed, unequaled, doubly unequaled among all sentient beings.
好，那英文翻译完了齁，我们就用中文稍微解释一下齁。就是说，如果我们的身与意业呢，都能够怎么样，没有过失的话呢，就可以怎么样，成就一切功德。就会像这里讲的哈，也就是佛陀，我们常佛陀称呼另外名字叫什么两足尊，对不对？这有个叫超胜尊贵。 如果我们呢身与意三业都没有过失的时候，可以成就一切功德，就可以得到这个超胜尊贵的什么果，这个功德。
So here we explain briefly. If a bodhisattva can attain flawless karma of body, speech, and mind, he can achieve the merits of being the most excellent.
也就是说，在众生里头会是最什么？最超胜也最尊贵的。如果我们身口意都没有过失。
Which means if we don't have any flaws in our karma of body, speech, mind, we can become the foremost, the greatest in all sentient beings.
好，这边有提到是第一，为什么叫第一？为第一，就是功德圆满，没有人可以超过他，所以是第一。佛的功德有没有人超过？没有，所以他是第一。那为什么叫大呢？为大，因为他体包法界，没有出其外的，也是地最大的，也是圣，就是说自佛陀已经圆满证得菩提了。那为最圣什么意思？就是说佛陀呢是利益众生达究竟，不同于什么阿罗汉，没有度众生，他是度众生而且究竟。那微妙就是说烦恼已尽，五蕴皆空，微妙。那微极妙就是所有的所知障碍还有法性的障碍都去除了，所以叫极妙。那微上呢，就是说佛陀会用觉悟的角度来看待什么所有迷惑的众生。还有微无上呢，就是佛得到的是究竟的觉悟。那唯无等呢，就是在一切法里面是怎么样，没有可以超过他的，叫唯无等。那唯无等等呢，就是佛道超绝，所以 没有可以跟他同等。
So here, why does it say, says if a bodhisattva attains flawless karma body speech mind,One can become the foremost, the greatest. The foremost refers, no one can surpass it. It becomes foremost. And the greatest refers to, the nature of this, realization encompass all Dharma realm. That's why it's the greatest. And also the excellent, the most excellent refers to, achieving this result by delivering all sentient beings. And then the wondrous, superior, and unsurpassed refers to the nature, the Buddha nature is the foremost, the greatest. And the unsurpassed, unequaled, doubly unequaled refer to the enlightenment aspect thatcannot be compared by anything else, so it becomes unequaled.
好，那要能够身与意业没有过失，必须要做什么？我们常听一句话嘛，勤修什么？勤修戒定慧就可以什么？习灭贪嗔痴，就是我们的三业，身与意三业没有贪嗔痴等等，心念没有贪嗔痴，行为也就什么会是清净的，所以就是要修行啊。
So what should we do? How can we have a flawless karma body speech mind? We often say if you diligently practice precepts, samadhi and wisdom, you will be able to eliminate your greed, hatred, and ignorance. And by doing that, you can purify your body, speech, and mind.
好，那我们再来看第二个他问的总问题，就是刚刚问的哈，云何得不害的身与意业？不害指的是什么？不害代表是不损害的意思。那我们凡夫会不会损害众生？ 会啦齁，我们只要有贪嗔痴一定会伤害到众生，会损害众生。可是佛陀会不会？佛陀的身语意业都是清净，也不会损害众生。所以呢，因为有这个佛陀是怎么样能够成就不害的身语意业，所以他的结果是怎么样，他就能够饶益众生。因为我们凡夫会损害众生，就不可能饶益众生，这是相反的嘛。佛陀能够饶益众生。
So the second general question, how does he attain non-harming karma of body, speech, and mind? Here emphasize of non-harming. And for sentient beings, for ordinary people, do we harm others? Yes, as long as you have greed, hatred, and ignorance, you will harm others. But Buddha will not harm others. Instead, he will benefit others.
也因为这样，所以他的细部的问题就讲，云何得与一切众生为依、为旧、为归、为去、为聚、为明、为照、为导、为圣导、为普导。其实就是说佛菩萨都可以成为众生的良伴，可以饶益一切众生。
And under this general question, he further asked 10 detailed questions, which says, how does one become the reliance, the salvation, the refuge, the destiny, the torch, the light, the illumination, a guide, an excellent guide, universal guide for all beings? This refers to the Buddha can be the good company of all sentient beings.
那稍微解释一下，就是说为什么能饶益众生，他就是可以做众生的什么依靠，众生可以依靠佛菩萨，或依靠假设我们今天发菩萨心的话，人家会不会愿意请我们帮忙？会啊，就是还有为救，就是众生有苦难的时候可以干嘛？救众生。还有呢，可以怎么样？众生会想要什么？可以当众生的归宿了，就会有安全感。为归，然后为去呢，就是说知道众生喜欢的是什么，他乐意什么事情。为去，那为聚就是火聚嘛，可以帮助众生当众生的火炬，破除黑暗。为明也是，就是光明哦，给众生带来光明，照亮黑暗。这所有的都是讲佛的功德，有这些功德。然后为照也是指引方向，像灯一样可以给众生指引方向。那为导呢，就是可以引导众生到佛道，叫为导。为圣导就是可以做众生最殊胜的导师，也可以用最殊胜的法门来引导众生，所以叫为圣导。那第十个叫为普导，就是做众生的导师之外，他是怎么样，任何众生都不舍弃，所以可以普遍的引导众生。
So here, why does Buddha can benefit sentient beings? Because just as this questions, detailed question reflected the merits of the Buddha, that is, Buddha can become the reliance, the salvation, the refuge of all sentient beings, and can know what sentient beings want, and can give sentient beings a sense of security, and be the torch and the light. That breaks out the darkness and can be an excellent guide and a universal guide for all beings because he does not discriminate among sentient beings. So can be a universal guide.
好，所以其实刚刚讲这所有都是佛最后成就的功德，我们就可以去从这边学习。就是如果我们还众生也不太想靠近我们，然后看到众生苦，我们也不会想救他，就是我们跟佛就是功德差什么差很多，可以我们去比对我们自己。可是如果要成就这些功德，第一个因要上头，那个问题要去留意，就是要成就 不损害众生的生与业，才能成就后面这些功德。
So we can learn from this, as this describes the merits of Buddha and compared to ourselves. First, we can see if sentient beings want to come close to us, whether they want to rely on us, and whether we think of or sentient beings all the time want to benefit them. And in order to achieve these merits, we need to pay attention to the general question that how to achieve non-harming karma, body, speech, and mind.
好，我们再讲一个哈，第三个问题就是云何得不可毁的生与意业，就是这个毁就是机毁，用我们的生与意三业去什么讥讽啊，毁谤他人啊，就是不要，这个就是说我们生与意业不要去做这一类的事情。
So the third question is, how does he attain unruinable karma of body, speech, and mind? So this means, how can we keep ourselves from committing ruinable karma of body, speech, and mind?
好，如果我们可以这么，可以做到这样子的话，就可以得到这样子。这个标题写什么？就可以得到十王的净护。大家常常读诵经，有没有诵到八部龙天？我们要得到八部龙天等等的护持、尊敬，必须要修什么？就要修这个不可毁的生与意业，这样这十个王就会来护持我们。
So if you can attain unruinable karma of body, speech, and mind, you will get the protection and veneration from 10 kings.
好，那十王大家稍微知道一下，这里有写嘛，天王、哦、就天神、哦、天王，还有龙王，龙王大家都知道管什么云和雨的，就是龙王、啊、夜叉王呢，就是有一种很勇健，跑得很快，会伤害人的鬼、哦、夜叉王、哦、那还有什么前踏婆王，前踏婆王是属于什么？音乐神，也是香神，前踏婆王。那阿修罗王大家都比较知道，对不对？阿修罗很喜欢什么？很喜欢跟第四天打战斗的，可是他都来护持了，阿修罗王。还有呢，迦罗罗王也是天龙八部之一啦，然后紧那罗王也都是天龙八部之一，摩猴罗伽也是天龙八部之一。好，那人王就人道的王，人道的王就代表什么？那是总统级的啦，领袖级的哈，也会来护持。还有呢，梵王啊，大梵天王也会来护持。
So we say ten kings. Which ten kings are they? They are heavenly kings and the dragon kings.Dragon Kings is in charge of rain or shine, and Yakasha Kings is type of being that can harm human beings, and Gandhara Kings, Asura King, Gandhara Kings are in charge of music, and Asura Kings we know that they are angry and often fight with heavenly kings, and then you have Garuda Kings, Kinara Kings.Maharaj kings, human kings. Human kings refer to at least the level of a president of a country. And the Brahma kings, and heavenly kings.
好，那我们今天呢，十个问题讲了几个？三个。那主要就是智守菩萨主要问哪些问题？跟哪个有关的问题？哎，身口意三业，可见身口意三业对我们修行来讲，下手处就在什么？身口意三业，好，这个就是帮助我们成佛，都靠三业的清净，三业能够清净，就能够成就一切功德，也就能成佛。那净行品，也就是讲清净的三业行为嘛，好，那就是能够成就佛果。那后面还会再继续讲。今天就先分享到这边，好，那我们最后要一起回向。
So today we covered the first three questions of the 10 general questions, and we know the emphasis is on how to purify the body, speech, and mind, and this is also where we can start our practice with. Okay, that's it for today, and we will recite the verse on merit transfer together.